I do have to say that if there are any kind of drug-related references from here on out, this is based on like our own spin on this adventure. And I have to make that disclaimer because apparently you can't put drug use in an adventure on DM's Guild.
Okay.
Okay. That's
yeah.
Fair.
What had transpired before, everyone visited a goblin village and established commerce between the goblin village and the home base. And then as they moved upriver, there's all kinds of wild shit that happens in the river. And they came across this podunk orc town where they were tasked with trying to establish a beachhead base for the main headquarters, the main base. So the mood is supposed to be dark and grim, but these assholes have turned this Apocalypse Now game into Tropic Thunder.
Cool.
Right on.
The last marching orders were for them to continue on up the river.
That's what we'll do.
Oh.
I do have a tech question for you. Are we recording over Zoom, or do you want us to record our own audio files?
Oh, no. We do all the heavy lifting here. I record everything on my end. Everyone has a separate track.
Cool.
Oh, that is badass.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Doug, I think your microphone isn't set up on Zoom.
Wait, what?
I think I don't think your microphone, if you click on...
Oh, yeah, I got it. Aha.
How's that? Is that better?
God, much better. Damn, it sounds good, wow. Baby.
Oh, you got bass in your voice.
Yeah.
Alex got some kind of fish.
Put in that Doug voice, y'all. It's all about the bass.
Well. So are we introducing characters at the beginning, or do you want to do that beforehand?
Let's do it now.
Okay. You know how Aarakocra are supposed to be modeled after, say, a hawk or an eagle?
Did you already tell Doug?
I did not tell Doug.
No, but I love that start. Oh my god.
My particular Aarakocra is modeled after a goose. And he is a warlock whose name is Foie Gras.
Jesus Christ.
His dark deity, the fiend that he has pledged his soul to, is Sedan El Jif, which is the deity of otherworldly flight. He and his daughter have actually taught all goose kind how to fly. in their
where did they teach them to fly to?
Anywhere. That's the problem. That's why he's pledged his life to this deity. He sends his daughter out first in the front of the V, and the geese all follow to just rain havoc everywhere they go. Sedan El Jif is actually an anagram for Jeff Daniels because he's the main character in Fly Away Home. So everything that I do is going to be as goosey as I possibly can make it.
I love that so much.
I was trying to make him kind of French, too, because I want him to end with "huh." I really can't
do a French accent. It's not enough that you're that pretty. It's not enough. Also have to be the funny one. Damn, you know it.
I have come to tell you how to die.
I cast Ildris Blast.
Ildris Blast.
And one thing I do like is because I had to spec him for a warlock, his strength is minimal, so it's a -1 on his damage. And I just like the visual of geese feet just like wetly. He's got to do an attack.
Yes.
Nice. Well, thankfully enough, you're going to need a goose for this next one. Hopefully one gets cooked in the process.
Boo.
This is good.
All right, David, you're up, man.
All right. So my guy's a human artificer. He comes from a family of artificers who are very tech savvy and very smart. And over the years, they've just done more and more things. Well, he speak common, dwarvish, elvish, and orcish. My guy, whose name is Tone of House Snark. So Tone of Snark.
I just got it. I saw it earlier, and I just got it.
He got stuck in the desert where he found out that all of his family's inventions were being used by the enemy. They were being sold to both sides of war. And as a POW, he broke out by creating this suit of armor with all sorts of decked out things. And the armor was made of iron, and he felt like the strongest man in it. So he decided to, from then on, call himself Female, which F-E is, of course, the symbol for iron. So he's an artificer armorer, which is just like, I looked this up and I was like, this is just Iron Man. They just made Iron Man. And I was like, fuck yeah, let's do this.
Awesome. The only downside is you gotta wait until you can really do anything with him.
Oh, yeah.
So your first couple of levels, you're building
a like female
trinkets.
Yeah.
You're really, oh, yeah. Which sense, yeah, you get, yeah, higher
just,
up where you.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. If that's what you're doing, it's just like that movie Weird Science where you gotta build a female.
True.
True. Same actor too, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, Doug, please, Douglas.
Yeah, Doug is fine. I'm playing a character named Bosmer Littlefoot, and he is he's a stout halfling paladin, and he is he's just a jolly little guy. All right, he comes from a family of life paladins, whose whole thing in their family is they join adventuring parties to keep spirits up. He is Oath of the Ancients paladin. I said that wrong anyways.
All right. Thaleon, like to have the floor? Mm.
Yes, I am Thaleon. I am a ranger. I have been in this army for a while now. I am not of any substantial rank or anything, but I'm an elf and I'm a ranger. Used to be a bard. And I am am the best looking person on this team. By far. Like, yes. Yes. And so I drive boats.
Disagree, but he doesn't have time.
We will agree to disagree.
It's, you're just going to have to watch his Theodore talk. You can find it anywhere on the fantasy internet.
All right, Rock, lay it on us.
So I'm Rock. I'm a deep gnome druid. It's kind of it. I fear support. Unfortunately, I've known Thaleon and these other guys since we came through boot camp together. But we've just been traipsing through the jungles here and seem to be making it. So far, we haven't drowned.
Not due to lack of trying.
Fair.
Real quick, remind me real quick, Thaleon, are you human? What race
Elf.
Are you?
Elf.
Yeah. And Rock?
Deep gnome,
that's right. Okay, cool. So we're making it back up the river. Have we all already met?
We're just going to say that y'all were attached onto this new unit.
Cool. Tone's going to follow.
I would say that Fwa is, he was excited that it was taking that kind of edgy Heart of Darkness feel, but now that it's turning kind of silly, he's just seething and he's ready to move on and get this mission going.
Yeah, Bosmer is a top Pete, and they're just sort of walking in circles. He's not trying to make Pete do anything in particular. Pete just, you know, he's a puppy dog. He's just going to do his thing, sniff around, you know. And Bosmer, he's just whistling and he's having a good time. And and he's just sort of along for the ride. And he is really happy to be here.
All right. Well, if everybody's ready to get back on the boat, I say we get back on the boat.
Hell yeah.
Well, doesn't say anything, but he wiggles his butt a little bit and leaves just a little poop and walks on the
boat. As long as you don't poop on the deck.
Can't poop on the poop deck.
Oh.
Oh.
So
bad. It's so bad. We could end the show at any point.
Thank you and good night.
Rock, are you ready to get on the boat?
Yep.
All right, let's do this.
Stand by. Here we go.
All right, if everybody's on, Thaleon takes the helm and head up the river.
Okay, so you're heading up the river. You know what? Normally, I would have just said everybody roll, but I think I'm just going to have the special guests roll a D6.
Ooh, 3.
4.
I don't have mine yet.
What?
The distance on that.
Damn. D&D Beyond was going to work. I thought the D&D Beyond was going to work, and it didn't. Don't put that in the recording.
Oh, yeah, right. We never heard that one before. Oh, yeah, D&D Beyond. My bad.
It's easier than ever with D&D Beyond.
It's never been easier. It's never been easier.
Yeah. Like, roll a dice. Shit, we have dice now.
I think our rule stands that if you forget your dice, you just roll natural 20s all night.
Yeah. All night long.
Yeah. All night long.
All night.
All right.
God damn it.
We haven't even started yet, guys.
It's all right. I remember the first time I played.
I mean, we would have. God damn. Hang on, guys.
Wait a minute. How long have you had your podcast? Really?
Give me just a second, guys. I'm gonna have to look it up on D&D Beyond. Never been easier. I'm gonna look up easier. And
shit.
Yeah, you know, no, that was Hold shade. On. Casting shade. Yeah.
Okay, Doug. So about that D6, man.
Oh man, I got a 6. Rolled that 6, son. That's gonna be my best roll of the night.
Yep. Can I take a second to do an artificing infusion on Thalion and Rock's characters?
Yeah.
So I wanna give y'all a feature I can infuse with, and I'm gonna give it to both of y'all. It's called Returning Weapon. This magic weapon grants a +1 to attack and damage rolls made with it, and it returns to the wielder's hand immediately after it is used to make a ranged attack. And I imagine it looks like the strap on a Wiimote, but it extends when they throw it.
You said +1 to attack?
Attack and damage rolls.
What?
Nice. Yeah.
So I can like throw an arrow at somebody. And I'll just throw it.
Yeah, dude, this is big brain time.
All right.
Tone just goes over and is like your weapons. Look nice, look good. I'm going to make them better. All right, cool.
That makes that sound.
That's the verbal component.
Right. You get it.
I Pua sees this and he shakes his head and he casts false life on himself just to feel the edge.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Bosmer looks over at Pua and says, "Come on, buddy, you don't have to be so sad."
Pua looks at him and he just goes.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, I always say.
Yeah, stop egging on the cobra.
And that's it. That's it.
Game over.
Shit.
All right, so I have 3, 4, and 6. So first up, everybody roll a perception check.
It starts with a P.
5.
Okay.
18.
9er.
16. Oh, 7.
Okay, fair enough. Anyone who got higher than a 10?
I believe that's just me.
Oh, Rock got it.
And Rock. Yeah, Rock at an 18.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Cool.
So everyone's trudging along down the river, and the river water looks dank. They see traces of brown, green, black, gray right there along. And everything seems kind of quiet, a little too quiet for a jungle filled with all kinds of wildlife. And I'm sorry, all I heard was a number. Who got the 17?
I got 18.
Who's I?
Foie gras.
Foie gras. Okay. So foie gras, you and Rock, you smell smoke, just catch a whiff of it. And as you look up, you do see some colorful smoke coming out from some trees up ahead.
Foie's going to turn around and with several of his feathers, his bright plumage, he's going to point at the smoke and turn to everybody and goes, "I believe there is a fire around."
Yeah, that's what I'm smelling too.
Rock, roll an investigation check.
Yep. That would be a 15.
Okay, so with a 15, floating high in the air, you spot a bulbous growth. It's anchored to some decaying trees. with intertwining lines and everything, looking like torn strands of muscle. Colorful smoke rises from the top of the spherical structure, which also features several holes in its side.
Relay what I'm seeing to the rest of my team.
Oh, whoa, you got to act it out a little bit. I want to hear that sexy rock voice, man.
So there's a weird round thing I'm seeing. It looks like the smoke's coming from the top of that. It's almost like it's tied to the tree line with, what does that look like? Is that...
Qua looks at rock and goes... and cast Eldritch Blast at it.
at the rope?
At the muscly thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess roll the attack.
It's an 18.
With an 18, that hits.
Yes.
I would hope so. God.
I finally hit something, David.
Yeah, I know.
I deal 12 damage.
12 damage?
Actually, hold on. This is a new character. I have Agonizing Blast, so it actually deals 15 damage.
Jesus Christ.
So right. After he honks, the honk just gets bigger and bigger as it goes towards this muscly thing.
All right. So then how about I'll give you triple damage.
Oh, okay. So it does 45 damage.
Okay. So you see a chunk of this bulbous object rip clear across, and in doing so, you hear this tremendously loud screech.
You know, I'm no expert on bulbous ropes, but I don't think that's good.
I think that was a part of its body.
Is it further inland or is it along the river?
Further inland.
Is it moving towards us now?
The object is not. But let's see, Thalion, roll me an investigation check.
Ooh, investigation. Yeah, it's okay. Oh, nice, 19. I'll take it.
Great. With a 19, you do see something drop out of that bulbous thing. And when I mean something, I mean like four of them.
Oh, man. Hey, guys, four somethings just dropped out of the bulbous form. They didn't look like just pieces falling off. They look like things that might want to come and get us. So let's keep an eye out.
I mean, I'll be honest, something like this we probably want to check out, right? Maybe this is a manufacturing place, maybe.
Rock takes and marks it on our nautical chart where we're seeing it.
Good call.
Yeah, smart.
All right, so do we want to pull in somewhere and try to meet these things on our own ground, or do we want to wait for them to try to come out across the water?
Well, last time we had something meet us in the water, it didn't wear well for Kraken, which is why we have Kraken 2.
It was a Kraken.
We don't want it to be a Kraken again. Let's get to shore.
Yeah, I'm cool with that plan.
All right, Thalion surveys the shore to find a good place to bring the boat in.
Okay.
This whole time, Bosmer has just been playing with Pete. Just playing with Pete. Like, there's a ball, and it bounces, and, like, Pete gets it. I mean, that's really the only thing Bosmer has done at all since they both started.
Why is just nonplussed. If the boat goes down, I just swim. I am...
All right.
Jeez.
So everyone makes your way to shore towards that bulbous thing up high, when all of a sudden you see four gaseous-looking creatures. And, yeah, how about we all roll initiative?
Ooh.
Walk.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
16.
Also 16.
13.
17.
No, oh, fuck.
One upper.
Of course the elf gets it.
One upper. Good looking elf, you mean.
12.
Alrighty. So first up, Fwa, you're the one that threw the Eldritch Blast, right?
Correct.
Okay. I need you to roll a Constitution saving throw.
Not a good start.
Okay. It is. Oh, that was a natural one.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
he just pees himself.
Joke's on you. I already do.
You're hit with 13 points of necrotic damage.
Ooh.
But because you did roll a one, I'm going to have to double that.
Ugh.
and
you also die.
And your hit point maximum is reduced by that same amount.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
I'm not sure he would have done that to you.
I did have 6 temporary hit points.
Okay.
So what does
you
does
don't
that...
know.
You should scratch that.
20 or 26.
Oh, yeah. By the way, so, okay, everybody from the away team, y'all maxed out your character hit points, right?
Yes, they did.
Okay, I did. Just making sure.
I was going to say, I don't know if Bosmer or Fwa did.
Do it now, quickly.
Yes.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it while I drink my scotch.
Do it.
I almost maxed it out. I have
36 hit points. I'm all right.
Yeah. Let's see. So
that's what we do here. We max out hit points. It's one of the rules.
I dig.
I mean, I'm still taking 26 from 32, so it's not good.
But you also have the 6 temporary too, though, right?
We didn't explain the spells either.
Is that counting towards the max that it takes off?
Sure. What the hell?
Okay. That helps a lot.
Sure, what the hell.
Yeah, it says here that this reduction lasts until you finish a long rest.
Okay.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
Can I cast Hellish Rebuke on the dude who just hit me?
Ooh.
I hope so.
You can try.
Okay.
Nah.
All right.
You can always try. I'm just a facilitator of the story. I'll say it like that.
My dice either love me or hate me because I rolled a 20 on that roll.
Nice. All right. Mm. Wait, I think so. Nolan, I think for that one, he has to make a save.
Oh, I thought I rolled for... Oh. Hey, now I really hate him.
Yeah, no, you still got to roll the attack with Hellish Rebuke.
You still got to roll the attack.
Good roll.
You still maxed it out, so that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is a saving throw that you have to make.
Okay. What's the saving throw?
13.
No, I mean, is it...
dexterity.
Dex.
Ooh, all right. Yes, I got an 11.
Awesome. Okay, so it's 3d10.
You consider that nat 20, though, for a double.
Yep.
So okay, so I'm just going to do the D&D Beyond. It's never been easier.
Never been easier.
You guys need to stop.
That's part of our shtick, man. Look.
We're hoping that's my bread and butter you're fucking with.
I've only heard it 700 times.
I rolled a 28 on the damage.
28 on the damage?
Nice.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, so let's just half that because this asshole has damage resistance to fire.
Fuck. So, no, 28 because it was doubled because he natural 20.
20.
Well, no, he said 28, so he said it. I have to abide by that.
Oh, man.
He meant 56.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's in that case, heard. Never mind. Then, yeah, he's toast. All right, you see one of those figures just turn into mist and dissipates.
Fwa just uses his feathers to wipe off his shoulders.
Huh?
Oh.
Okay. Next up is Thaleon.
I'm going to take a shot at it with my crossbow. Sounds pretty. No, my longbow. Excuse me. Taking a shot. Longbow. All right. Does a 23 hit?
A 23 hit?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it does.
Okay, cool. We'll go with that. And 10 points of damage from the longbow.
All right. So you high and mighty with the longbow. No one else can hit what you can hit. And you hit nail it right between the eyes, and it passes right through it.
Well, that's because it did all the damage, right?
Yeah, how much damage?
243 points of damage.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, too bad it's damage immune to piercing damage from a non-magical attack.
Oh, so. I didn't tell you it wasn't like a piercing. It was just a stone on the front.
Oh,
blunt force trauma.
And
it is magic,
rope.
Though.
Yeah, and here it says bludgeoning too. So yeah,
after being fuck.
drink.
I'm just so. I feel like an idiot for not giving you a different thing. I don't know why I thought you used a melee weapon mostly.
Well, I do when things get in close.
Okay.
Yes.
But yeah, the infusion I give him makes it a magic weapon, if that matters.
Not for a ranged weapon that's not magically infused.
Okay.
Okay, so how much damage was it?
Ten.
Okay, so that's 5. It passes through it, but it caused some damage.
Bitch.
Okay, next up, Bosmer.
All right, Bosmer's going to look at one of these things, and he's gonna cast Compelled Duel, and he's gonna hop off of Pete and scratch him on the face and say, good boy. And then he's gonna turn to the enemies, and he's gonna be, all right, boys, come and get me. Compelled Duel.
Okay.
13. 13 wisdom. One creature that you see within range must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature is drawn to you, compelled by your divine demand. For the duration, it has disadvantage on attack rolls against creatures other than you. In other words, one of them sons of bitches has got to come after me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no good if he comes after anybody else.
And in that case, one of them does.
Awesome. Ooh. Bring it.
And next up is Tone.
Tone is just going to say, this is, fuck this shit. And he's going to take out one of his hands, and there's like a gem node on it, and you're just going to hear it power up, and it's going to go, and he's going to shoot lightning at one of these things out of his hand. That is 19.
19 hits.
Awesome. So that is, oh, sweet. That's 9 lightning damage.
Okay, and that is going to be half down to 5.
Oh, no.
Next up is Rock.
I'm going to take my my trident, and that's what the one that he imbued.
Just so we're clear. Making sure.
Yeah, just so we're clear.
Making sure everybody knows. And that's going to be 24 to hit.
24 hits.
And, all right. 10 points of piercing damage.
Ooh, you nail that fucker hard. All right. And
I'm going to cast a poison spray as a bonus action.
All right, go for it.
And that's going to be a 19.
19 hits.
All right. For 8 points of poison damage.
All right, so how about we double that, and it passes right through this figure because it is immune to poison.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so then the one that compelled Bosmer, let's see, it decides to cast a Life Drain, and here we go. You have to do a DC 10 Constitution.
All right. Oh, God damn it. I just rolled a natural 1.
All right, so then that's going to be 10 points. No, correction. My 10, bad. No. Hold on.
No, 10's fine.
You said it. It is.
All right, cool. All right. In that case, you get 10 points of necrotic damage as well as your maximum hit points. No, you rolled a 1, so that's doubled that. So let's go with 20.
God damn it. Oh, I lose 20. Like, I lose 20 hit points, like, for real, for real.
You lose 20 hit points, and then your maximum is reduced by that same amount as well. Yeah, this adventure isn't light. Nice.
Jesus Christ, guys. Oh.
All right. You might just be meeting him here pretty soon, man.
Yeah. All right, man. Just, hey, I'll see you next time.
Great to have you on our show. Okay, let's see. Next up is going to be Foi.
So as a bonus action, Foi is going to open up his wings large, and then he's going to bend over, and he's going to use his long and elegant neck to find 3 stones, which he's going to put into his mouth, and he casts Magic Stone.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
Then he's going to look at the, let's see, which one has the most damage done already? I think it was the one that Felion hit.
It was the one that Rock hit.
Okay. I want to look at him, and I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast.
Alrighty.
That is a 24 to hit.
Ooh, just barely hits.
Good.
Ah. No, you totally hit, dude.
And it deals 9 damage.
9 damage. Ooh, it is. Yeah, you definitely did some damage to that sucker. Not looking very good. You can see it starting to pull apart. All right, next up is that one you just attacked, and it moves, let's see, right to you.
Oh no.
How close am I to this person? How close am I to Foi?
How close do you want to be?
Like within 5 feet.
Wow, yeah, absolutely, you're right there.
Yeah. I don't think I can do anything about it right this second, but because I'm a protection paladin, while wearing a shield, a creature you can see, if a creature you can see attacks a target other than you within 5 feet, you can use your reaction to impose disadvantage on the attack roll. Now,
okay. Then
I don't know if you guys have figured it out yet, but we are not good at D&D. I'm not good at D&D. David's super good at it. I just like playing characters and make-believe. So, work with me here. I got my shield, and I should be able to impose disadvantage on whoever is attacking Foi, right?
Okay, because that first roll is a natural 20.
Ooh. Oh.
Now, and the next roll is a 2.
Oh, excellent.
I'm glad this worked out.
All right. And so it tries to do another life drain spell on you, and it misses.
Foi puts just his head directly behind the shield.
You know what we ought to do is create like a whole group of Aarakocras and have them be different birds, like a goose, an ostrich, a kiwi, a dodo.
Oh my god.
The kiwi just throws himself at people.
Barbarian dude. Okay, and then next up is the next one. It rolls right up on Thaleon.
That's not cool. No, too far away. No, I can't.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah, I'm too far away.
Too far away?
Yeah, totally. Too far away.
Didn't you imagine it right?
And it just hovers right to you. And it does the same thing. It attacks with life drain and does a 13 hit.
No.
It misses.
Bitch.
All right, and the last one decides to... Oh, no, wait, no. That would be it for those guys. Next up... Ooh, shit. Okay, then we're going to go with Magic Missile at second level. That's going to be on a couple of these right here.
I feel like you're working against us right now.
I have to, dude. Y'all shot my house.
Same team, man. Same team.
Yeah. Okay, Thaleon, you take 2 damage.
Mm-hmm. I refuse.
Rock, you take 3 damage. Tone, you take 4 damage. Bossimer, you take 2. And Foi, you take 3.
Foi is feeling it. Foi has some sizzling feathers going on.
Foi's goose is cooked. Is this the second time we've made?
Don't you dare say that to me. The goose is cooked when I say I'm cooked.
That is one kooky goose.
Yeah.
All right. And that is the end of that round. Top of the order. Bossimer, you have the floor.
Yes. I would like to cast a little bit of Cure Wounds on myself. Just going to go ahead and put that down there, and I'm going to get 11 hit points back.
All right. Mark it.
All right.
All right, next up is going
to
be...
Also, I'd like to take a few steps back. Like, I'd like to use my full, my full movement all the way back.
Okay, all the way back as in, like, getting back on the boat?
No, not on the boat, man. Like, all right. Just behind the bigger people. Just, like, just a few steps back.
All right. All right, done. And let's see. Next up is Thaleon.
All right, I'm going to switch to my magically imbued longsword, +1 to hit, +1 damage. Thank you very much. Absolutely. And I'm going to take a strike at this thing right in front of me.
All right.
All right, does a 17 hit?
It hits.
Sweet, that is so awesome. All right, and 1d10 +3. All right, I did 53 points of damage.
Okay.
I'm sorry, no, that's 8. 8 points of damage.
All right, describe how you kill it.
A swing coming up from the top, coming down right through it, slices right in the middle of it, and the whole thing just dissipates. Quick, easy, clean.
Very quick, very easy, very clean. Alrighty. Mm-hmm. Next up, Tone, you have the floor.
I am going to... Sorry, I've been thinking about whether or not I wanted to expend a spell slot on it, but I don't think I do. I'm a second verse, same as the first, man. Just gonna power up them lightning launchers.
If it ain't broke, all right. Fix it.
That's a 24 to hit. And that's another 9 lightning damage. Have to 5?
5, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
It is magical lightning. Does that make a difference?
According to the rules here, no.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. No, this specifically said magical weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And next up is that guy creeping up on you real quick and decides to attack with its specialty there. Let's see. Life drain. Let's roll a constitution save throw.
Who?
You, Tom.
No! 17.
Okay, 17 saves, and it actually rolled a 1. So, looks like it just passed right through you.
Oh.
Like some kind of spectral form.
It came up and looked at you, and it just shit its pants.
What the fuck is this thing?
All right. Next up is...
Fwa wants to look at the one that Tone has done the, let's see, 10 points of damage to now.
Mm-hmm. I think there's probably only one left, right?
Yeah.
No, there's two.
He is going to... I think Fwa actually walks over to where Bossimer is and gets behind his shield again and cranes his neck over his shield. He's just going to look at him and disdainfully cast Eldritch Blast again.
All right.
Does a 16 hit?
16 does hit.
Oh, that's good. And he is going to deal 10 damage.
10 damage. Now, that is a fire spell.
Eldritch Blast is...
Force damage.
Force damage, yeah.
Okay, that's full damage. Cool. And I'm sorry, you said it was how much?
10.
10. All right. It is not looking hot whatsoever. Yeah, you see this one starting to dissipate quite a bit, too. All right, next up is Rock.
All right, you said there's one who hasn't been touched yet?
Oh, no. They've all been, they've all been hit. I don't want to say touched.
Okay. Well, Lance isn't here, so I think we're okay with that.
That's going to be a 24 to hit.
24 hits.
Nice. Going back with my trident, and that's going to be 8 points of piercing damage.
All right, describe how you kill this one.
Fuck yeah.
Just throw my trident right at it and just watch it kind of, as the trident strikes the center of the mist, it just seems to suck all the mist right into the prongs, the tines of the trident, and then I, snatch the trident right back. Just a smug look on my face, like, that's right.
Yeah. I'm imagining this little gnome just launching a fucking trident. All right, cool. All right, so next up is... All right, so this specter didn't like that very much, seeing his buddy get taken out by a little guy. So he goes up to the little guy. And once again, let's go for that hit. And that is a 19 to hit with a life drain. Can you roll a DC 10, a constitution save throw?
And that would be 14.
So that's saved. So you don't take any hit points off of your max, but you do deduct 11 damage. A lot of 11 necrotic damage.
All right.
Next up, okay, so from behind that last specter that's still dancing around, Bossimer.
Yes, sir.
He's about to do something mean to you.
Yeah.
God damn.
Something he's been holding in for a while.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. That's going to be...
Bohica.
14 plus 4. Does an 18 hit?
Oh, he's hitting Bosmer. Shit, my bad.
Yep.
I was like looking at my spell list. I was like, what am I doing next? Yes, an 18 hits. My armor class is 18.
Damn.
Okay. Oh, meets a pizza.
Yep, meets a pizza. Okay, let's see. That's going to be Ray of Enfeeblement. Black beam of unnerving energy springs from this creature towards you, and it deals only half damage with... Oh, so moving forward, you can only do half damage with weapon attacks that use strength, and you have to make a constitution saving throw against this spell.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see what I got here. 6 plus 2. 8.
You do not save.
So I think Bosmer's going to die.
Yeah, so for now, anytime you hit with your weapon, it only deals half a damage.
Mm,
yeah.
Oh, whoa! I'm not a strength weapon. I'm a dex weapon.
Oh, and strength and dex too. Look at that! I'll just write it in here real quick.
I was so excited, man. Yeah.
Like, okay, and then so again, looks like magic missile at second level. That's gonna be. All right, go down the numbers here. Thalion, you take 2. Rock, you take 1. Tone, you take 4. Bossamer, you take 2. And Foie, you take 2.
Oh. Why did I take 2 damage again? I wasn't paying attention.
Magic missile.
Stupid. Should have seen it coming.
You had it coming. You know, just FYI, runaway is totally acceptable.
There's one left.
That we know of.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah. Right,
come on, guys. There's no need to be glum.
Right. Maybe we can reason with it.
Right. Bossamer, you have the floor.
Ah, well. I'm going to... Who's hurt real bad? Like, of our guys, who's hurt real bad?
Thalion.
I am down to 7 hit points, but I only have 12 total, so...
I'm gonna cast Cure Wounds on
not Thalion. No, not Thalion.
Yeah, and Thalion's gonna pick up 8 more hit points.
Don't do it on Thalion. I highly recommend not on Thalion.
I think he wants you to do it on Thalion.
No, don't.
Quagra.
No, he'll tell you if he needs it.
Thalion has taken a total of 4 points of damage.
So I thought y'all were saying that Thalion was not doing good. So it's just Foie that's not doing good.
Yeah, Foie.
Yeah, Foie's looking really sickly.
Foie, you get 8 points, my man.
No, I get 5.
That's right.
So he's looking a little thin. His feathers are a little plucked.
A little wilted there.
Yeah.
Like, y'all ever seen that movie, A Christmas Story? You know, at the very end, when they're at that Chinese restaurant? It's smiling at me.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Man, all right.
Next up is Thalion.
How close am I to this last punk?
As close as you want to be. I'll say it like that.
All right. I run up on him, and I take a swing at him with my longsword. Longsword.
Okay.
Man, that's a nat 20.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that's my magically imbued. So a total would be like 28 to hit. No, excuse me, 26 to hit. Yeah.
Well, I thought you just hit a nat 20.
I did nat 20, plus 5 to hit, plus my 1 from the magical thingy thing.
Oh, yeah, all that garbage. No, you just hit nat 20.
Yeah,
the other stuff.
Yeah, done. So that's 1d10.
Watch you roll a 1, dude.
Yeah, probably. I should roll a 10 instead of an 8, though.
Yeah.
All right. So 9 points doubled is 18.
All right. Describe how you kill him.
And it's just another clean, you know, military style sweep across with sword, 2 hands, right in half. The whole thing just dissipates, and I brush the dust off my shoulder.
All right, congratulations! You defeated the 4 specters.
It's time for a beer break.
Time for a beer break.
Is it?
Woohoo!
Right back. Do we drink beer every time we win? Is that what we do now?
That's all I do is drink beer.
That's all we do.
I don't hate that.
Okay, hold on. Just real quick. Shit, I forgot to ask. Nolan, can you tell us about Good Better Quest?
Good Better Quest is our D&D campaign that we run that David has written. It is set at the Adventuring College in Faerun that we have coined the Faerun University. It follows 3 members of the school, 4 members of the school. I forget that David is actually playing one of my old characters. Yeah. And we find ourselves going through each collegiate year coming up to our final test, which is actually going on an adventure trying to solve a problem for the school. And the hijinks get harder as we advance through the years.
Yeah. Those accomplishments include solving a civil war by...
we straight up solved that civil war.
Yeah, by convincing one side that one of the characters was a god.
Uh-huh.
And the other one involves a... it hasn't been finished yet, but involves a town of talking animals. So it's pretty great.
I'm about to edit that last fight, David, and like the tuba song, all I can think of is is the fucking tuba song, and I'm so excited.
I'm psyched for it. It's gonna be great.
If that's not enough of a hook to get people like talking dogs in a tuba song, like I don't know what we need to
then
do.
Then we just need to quit. Like that's it's not that's top tier, man.
Quit and join D&D and Big D. You're good.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Had me a tuba
right
song.
On, right on.
A tuba song. Yeah. Okay, and so do you all have like a set schedule of when you drop your episodes, or is it just?
Yeah, the second and fourth Monday of every month. So you know how some months have five Mondays?
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait 2 weeks then.
Son of a so, bitch.
Yeah. I get upset every month because I always forget.
I have a customer at work who all but shook me down. Like, where's my episode, man?
Bam.
Yeah. And to be like, dude, and it started with exactly what Nolan said. Okay, so you know how some months have five Mondays.
Okay, so this I got a question about this magical thing that you did to my sword, which is cool. Does it last forever, or is it just?
I think it's only while I'm here, but
forever. I heard forever.
Yes, I was about to say, I will leave it up to the Dungeon Meister.
Yeah, it'll only last until like a week from 2 hours ago.
So we killed these four shades, were they? Were they
specters?
They were specters.
Yeah, specters. Not a whole lot of loot from these guys, huh? New.
Okay, I mean, we get ghost salts, right?
Yeah.
That thing in the shadows that casted Ray of Enfeeblement.
Mm-hmm.
Is it saying anything? Is there any sort of like communication going on in the jungle?
Roll a perception check.
That would be a 9.
Nice. No. 19, you're clear. Nope.
Cool. Fouad just looks at everybody and goes, "This is dumb. I do not understand why we are here."
So we should get back on the boat.
I got a great idea. Actually, fuck this. Let's get back on the boat and get the hell out of here.
Yes, I agree.
This was all a mistake. Right. We should have known when we got off the boat and we saw the skulls over those guys' heads, and then like ... for the level. Like, man, we're not ready for this.
So, for future reference, when you see a strange floating object in the distance, maybe Eldritch Blast is not the proper diplomatic greeting.
But he was coming to my territory. I cannot let him look at me. I have to give him the honk.
Listen. I love his fucking answer. It was a stationary building, and his answer was, "It's coming right for us."
You are the coolest danger cobra chicken I've ever met. And I don't doubt that you could have taken them on all by yourself. But next time, maybe a group decision instead of Eldritch Blast. That should be like a second, not a first go-to thing.
You may not want to Leroy Jenkins it so fast.
If you remember how that ended.
Fouad looks very serious and he goes, "I go where the glider takes me. I do not listen to you."
All right, so then everyone gets back up on the boat, licking wounds, wrapping bandages and everything.
Can we take a short rest?
You're not going to get better until long rest, my dude.
Yeah, whatever y'all want to do.
Oh, well, then let's take a long rest.
Yeah, I'd like my hit points back.
I'm gonna fall asleep in a boat. Just
there's beds in this boat.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah. Hey, fellas, let's take a rest. A long rest.
Are there any... like jackets or coats anywhere?
Totally.
Fouad makes a nest out of all of everybody else's clothes.
Out of all the light vests and everything.
Yep. And he gets incredibly defensive as he sits atop and then falls asleep.
Oh my God, you're a Canadian goose, aren't you?
How could you not tell with my ridiculous accent?
I knew that you were a cobra chicken right off the get-go.
Okay, so Fouad, you taking a long rest?
Absolutely. I'm sitting at a pretty 12 hit points without it.
Alrighty, who else?
I'll take a short rest.
Aileon's going to keep watch.
Yeah, okay. Rock's going to help with watch.
Okay,
I'm going to take a long rest.
Alright, so Bosmer and Fouad, you're taking long rests?
Yeah.
Correct.
And would you be close to each other, or like in separate sides of the boat?
You ever seen somebody get close to a Canadian goose's nest? No.
The answer is no.
Somewhere from Texas, dude. What am I doing in Canada?
It's like somewhere tucked in a corner, Bosmer is just straight up asleep on top of Pete.
All right. And I'm sorry, who's Pete?
Pete's my dog, man.
I think we might have missed
my mount.
Wait.
Oh, maybe I didn't.
We missed that when you were frozen.
Pete's a shaggy mastiff who, like Bosmer's armor. Like Bosmer's armor, he's also woven with flowers and sage, and he smells like a wet dog.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, he smells like a wet dog on purpose?
Well, I mean, he's because he's damp, because he's a dog covered in flowers.
Dude, any dog named Pete, man, you smell, come on, man, of course.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, because, I mean, it is P-E-A-T.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mossy. Oh, my.
Very mossy.
God.
Well, I dislike him on principle.
So then everyone's hanging out in the boat. The boat hasn't cast it off yet, right?
Well, I want to take the boat off the shore just a little bit, but not all the way down and out into the deep part of the river.
I'd say we just go.
That's the safest place. Well, if we go, this is what happened to us last time.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So you're going?
I trust you.
Nope.
I default to Paleon and Rock.
Yeah, we're coming off a shore about 20 yards, and we're anchoring.
Okay.
And I'm keeping watch, and Rock's keeping watch.
Yep. Fwa says something along the lines of, "Well, Captain, my captain, I guess. I do not know."
Rock's going to cast Cure Wounds on himself.
All right. And so everyone's hanging out, barely off the edge there of the land. And let's see here. Fwa.
Yes.
How would you say your rest? How would you rest in your nest there?
So I think he sits his knees underneath him like he's almost going into a prayer, and then he wraps his wings around him and tucks his beak into his wings. So he looks like kind of an ostrich sticking its head into the sand, but with his wings.
Okay. And describe a real quick dream that you'd be having right now.
This will not end well.
So I'm on a road trip with my mom.
It's probably about baguettes or something.
he's received a message from his dark fiend and has landed at a local port. Because he is so fervent in his belief, he leaves toxic plumes of goose poop behind him as he walks into this town. In his dream, he is much bigger than everybody else. He runs into town much like Godzilla, and he smashes buildings with the side of his head. Every honk that he makes shatters windows. He steps on people with his giant goose feet and smushes them into the ground. Generally, all around good goose dream.
Yeah.
Okay. So while that's going on, all of a sudden, the world, that town that you're in, it zooms out and you're actually in a tavern, and it looks like a diorama, and all these drunken, just assholes all around you are just laughing and swigging their beers and spitting at you and everything as you're demolishing this little diorama.
Fwa, having that realization, hates everything about this and wants to fly at the glass of the diorama and just peck at it as hard as he can. I imagine very futilely.
Yeah, as you do that, your bill begins to start cracking.
Oh.
Roll me a D10.
Okay. Eight.
That's how much your maximum hit points have now been reduced.
What the fuck?
Moving on to Bosmer.
Yeah, so the dream Bosmer's had. Bosmer is like, he's curled up on top of Pete, and he's got his head resting on Pete's belly. And he is dreaming about, his 12th birthday party. And at his 12th birthday party, his dad baked him a special cake. And on top of the cake, he had painted the symbol of their god. And it's the cornucopia. And if I remember what their god's name was right now, I'd tell you, but I don't. So
it's Schmitty.
Is it Schmitty? There was
it's
a cornucopia. There was a cornucopia on that cake, and Bosmer just remembers his dad like being super proud of that. And that's the dream he's having.
Okay, as they cut into the cake, it starts to bleed, just blood everywhere.
Ugh. Oh, that's weird, guys.
I know what voice you're trying to do, but I just keep thinking about the Canadian guys from South Park.
Oh, no, no.
What are you talking about, buddy?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm not your buddy, pal. I'm not your pal, friend.
That is not how Canadians sound.
But your fucking face, I'm going fucker.
All right. And so, yeah, that pretty much, you look over and, you know, everyone that you see in your dream, like all of their flesh just starts falling off and you just see nothing but skeletons.
Wow.
Ooh, it's a bad dream.
Wow, guys, this is real scary.
All right, so roll a d10.
Okay. Find one. Shit. All right, here we go. One.
Okay. So then you have one hit point removed from your maximum hit points. Anybody else doing a long rest?
Nope.
No, I'm doing a short rest.
That's why Rock just cast a spell.
Yeah. I'm just doing a short rest, and it doesn't involve me sleeping, so...
All right.
I'm safe.
No dreams.
Just having a scotch.
Just about to say, I'm just sitting over here enjoying my crippling alcoholism.
All righty. So, okay, that was the end of that one. Let's move on to the next area, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like we have either Fly, you're in real bad shape. I'm going to let you decide the next one. Would you rather go into a drug barge or would you rather check out a pleasure cruiser?
Aren't those one and the same?
I don't feel like either of those options are going to work out in our favor.
Both pictures are the same.
I think Fua is definitely leaning towards the drug barge more than the pleasure.
What the boat. Fuck?
Because doing it's fun and all, but like if it's stealing food from somebody else, that's even more fun.
Oh.
Goose. Have you not figured this out? He's a goose, David. He's a goose.
So he's a dick.
Yes.
Me goose. Yeah.
All right. David, just check your audio real quick.
I was leaning forward.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I got a bad habit of doing that even in our podcast.
He got excited.
Yeah. No, I've lit a candle in my house, in my study, and I like the way it smells.
All right.
It's not that cool. I'm just being a fucking nerd.
All right. We're going to do a real quick version of this one. You spot a sizable wooden barge coming around a bend in the river. Figures move on board, walking along the ship's rail. A windowed structure at the front of the ship serves as a lookout. The vessel is slowly approaching, but for now, you see no suspicious activities.
Aren't we supposed to be stopping drugs here?
Yeah, the Shadow Tar is supposed to be stopping it. So if we should probably just shoot Eldritch Blast at it, probably.
See, now this is the time.
Well, looks at Thalion and goes, why would I do that? I imagine they have an 8-ball or something like that. I need to re-up my stuff.
How much bigger is the barge than our boat?
Ooh, pretty damn big. This sucker is maybe about 8 boat lengths longer than yours. It's a big fucking barge.
So we should light it on fire. So how do we know it's like a drug barge?
We don't, but it's going to have to stay to the middle of the river more than likely. Rock wants to see how many, see if he can tell how many people are on board from what he can see.
Alrighty, roll it.
That was 21 perception.
All right, so the figures on board are clearly orcs, including one oversized specimen. A thin cord is stretched between the lookout in the front and the rudder in the back.
Do these look like the orcs? Are they full orcs or like half orcs, like the ones we ran into before?
With that roll, I'll tell you that it's just orcs.
All right, how many can I see?
Let me see here.
The answer is orcs.
Orcs. Yeah, that's all it says. Orcs.
Orcs.
I've seen that movie. It's a pretty fun movie.
Don't help the DM.
Same team.
He was going to give us numbers. So I relay all that information to everyone on topside.
So after seeing some orcs trying to count them, but I can't seem to make out how many.
What if we just mark it on the map to send to, well, I mean, we're going to have headquarters and they're going to, you know, be looking for shit like this. So we mark it on the map and they can come back and deal with it soon.
Well, I feel like,
hold on. I feel like the sending stones.
Yeah, but yep. Marking it on a map is cool, but this thing moves.
So maybe send a stone to Commander.
Fwa steps up and goes, do you think we could scuttle the boat? We could blow a hole in the side, and then it would not move, no?
You like I had this idea in the beginning, Fwa, but you said that you needed some kind of billiard thing.
Some sort of ball.
Yeah, some Whose side are you on, Fwa?
I mixed up barge and like oil rig. My bad. It's gonna move.
I imagine the barge is a lot slower than our boat, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say I'm doing circles around it in our little patrol boat.
Okay. Do you think if I cast Shatter on its hull, we could blow a hole in it and sink it?
Ooh.
Fuck. Probably.
Do it.
Shit.
Do it. Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing that can happen is it won't.
and then
they'll attack us.
Will they know?
We're the only other thing out here. Do we know their intentions? Like, can we?
Was there anything else I could detect from that 21?
Just that a barge this big is probably has a pretty sizable crew.
So how about we talk to them?
That sounds good.
Sure.
Who knows orc?
I have comprehend languages.
I do too.
Ooh.
Well, it's actually a helm, but.
Wow. That's less impressive now.
But
who speaks orc?
I speak elvish and dwarvish and gnomish. Why did I pick gnomish?
To be fair, I picked abyssal and deepspeak, so.
I chose.
Maybe they speak common.
Anybody, I mean, that's a hopeful thing. Anybody care if I change gnomish to orcish?
I heard orcish to begin with.
The accent, Mark, really.
I think it's on his paper already, so I'm thinking he's good for
orcish. No, guys, stop. We got to stick to the rules. Okay, orcish. We got to stick to the rules. Yeah, hold on. So if you can say, you know, hey, my character speaks orcish, I can edit that into when you introduce your character in the beginning.
Okay, my character speaks orcish. Let me take that again.
That was beautiful. That was good.
That didn't sound sincere. Hold on, sir. My character speaks orcish.
You have to do it with all three languages because you don't just say like. Yeah,
there we go. There we go.
Everybody's like, I speak common.
Let me take another pass at this. Thank you very much for the note.
You're welcome.
I speak common, dwarvish, elvish, and orcish.
There you go. Nailed it. Right there.
Did it on one.
Fuck yeah.
First try.
Thank y'all very much for having us and putting up with our bullshit.
Oh gosh. No, you guys are awesome. Okay.
So when can y'all be back, man?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we want to do? Do we want to do just attack, flat out attack, or diplomacy? What are we doing?
I say diplomacy.
Yeah, let's try diplomacy.
Okay.
Quickly followed by...
Fwa stands behind Tone with Shatter ready should this fail.
Perfect. That's a good plan.
Blow a hole in the boat.
Fwa is reading Thaleon's mind.
He winks at Thaleon.
Don't fucking wink at me, you fucking attack chicken.
I would like... Can I try something? I would like for Bosmer to like go to whatever side of the boat that this barge is on,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna roll persuasion, and I'm gonna say, hey guys, you ever think about maybe going straight, maybe not selling drugs? The show would be a great idea. I heard a lot of cool kids are not selling drugs these days, and then I rolled a 22.
You can't give him a fucking chick track on the dangers of drugs.
Damn right.
Thanks, Nancy Reagan. Yeah.
That's right, goddamn it.
It's Osmer, a DARE
starting
commercial.
The DARE program.
I still have a DARE t-shirt. Fuck you guys.
I rolled a joint out of mine.
felt good about it.
So hold on, who are you talking to?
He's talking to the orc.
Oh, just whoever's driving the barge. Just, I'm just talking to him. I'm just hollering out, "Hey guys, anybody listening? Just stop doing what you're doing." And I rolled a 22.
Solid.
All right, let's see how this goes. Well, shit.
Okay, you make a very valid point. We won't take drugs. Thanks. Are you some sort of DARE program, or what are you doing, man?
You got McGruff with you there?
What the fuck just happened?
Pete the McGruff dog.
Did that work?
Them to stop doing drugs, man.
Well, I don't think they do drugs. I think they're just transporting drugs.
Just transporting drugs? Oh, well, in that case, hey,
wait, someone else. Cool. Hold on, somebody else.
No. Not transporting drugs.
Convince them to not do it. Hold on.
I've got a 19 on insight. Did these guys even do drugs before?
19 on insight? No, they do not do drugs.
Son of a bitch. It's the number one rule of drug dealing. Never get high on your own supply.
Thank you. Somebody who understands.
Well, David, can you
supplier?
Can you try some diplomacy and see if they'll just stop?
With me and my minus one charisma? Fuck yeah, I can. Hey, guys, drugs aren't a great idea. And I'll tell you a couple reasons why. Every time you get involved with drugs, it sets a bad example for people that you know and people in your community. And you know
and
what?
Sure, you might have a good time.
You might have a good time.
You might feel superhuman.
Yeah. And sure, drugs could be a temporary solution to all of life's problems. And most of them aren't even that bad. These ones are, but most of them aren't. Actually, only one of them really isn't. But anyway, we're not going to get into that. Anyway, stop transporting drugs. And is this persuasion?
Yeah, roll for it.
Okay. All right, so that's a 16 minus 1. It's 15. Did you enjoy my speech of drugs are bad? Okay.
I'm convinced.
All right. Let's roll for initiative.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, but better man that harpoon.
That'd be a dirty 20.
I got a 6.
Man, got a 10.
My initiative.
Yeah, okay. Everyone's shouting numbers at me. I don't know who's who.
Phelion
4, got 7, 13.
Phelion got an 18 and a crying baby in the background.
Okay, Rock, what'd you get?
Dirty 20.
Okay. Tone?
Tone got a 12.
Bossimer.
Doug.
Oh, I got a... My bad. I got a 6.
6. Four.
10.
10. Okay. All right, how many d20s do I have here? 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what? That's going to... Let me see. All right. Another set.
You have to pull more dice out?
Yeah, more d20s. I got to roll for all these orcs on the ship, man.
Oh, man. I hope a lot of them roll ones.
None of them did. They're all rolling high.
I hope a lot of the orcs are already dead. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be super convenient for us?
Yeah, really nice.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to have to put this on the rails, guys.
What?
I'm going to have to put this one on the rails because, okay, long story short, y'all pissed off a total of 22 orcs.
Oh,
yeah. I tried to shit them out of
drugs.
They're on a different boat.
No, it's all the same boat.
We are on a different boat than they are. We'll just drive away.
I was just about to say, I have a great idea. Actually, fuck this.
Okay, I will say this. If you strike a deal with the barge for some shadow tar, then Foix can regain 20 max hit points if he then takes some of that shadow tar.
Hold on, are you telling us to do drugs?
Well, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying Foix.
No, that's what I heard.
Foix's ready for this.
I'm just offering. I'm not saying you have to. There's a difference.
Wait, we'll drug buy drugs.
Drug dealers don't sell drugs, they just offer it.
I don't know, brother. I've paid for a bunch of drugs.
But do they try to do a hard sell, or they just guys. Say, "Hey, you know, we got what you need if you're interested."
Like, Good Better Quest is a bunch of good folks, Doug.
Oh, that's going in, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So while I guess initiative is starting. Does Fwa have to wait till his turn to like pipe up and be like, hey, I would buy some?
Is it just Fwa who has low hit points or anyone else?
I think it's just
Fwa. I'm good.
Okay, then yeah, it's just Fwa. Combat's about to start. That's a free action if you want to take it now.
Well, here's my question out of character. If I end up purchasing some Shadow Tar, will this get us out of initiative?
We can roll for it.
Oh, okay. Then I will try and purchase some Shadow Tar with the explicit reason being to get hit points back and not simply to do drugs.
Hey, buddy, you know drugs are bad, right?
Fwa gives him a devastating look.
Mm.
Okay, so what are you going to offer to trade? In prison, it's called Chon Chon, just saying, dude.
Let's see.
I hate that that's a thing.
I only have the starting amount of gold, but I'm willing to offer all of it for a couple of hits of Shadow Tar.
I can offer them an item that can make a 5-foot radius of light up to 6 seconds long of recorded message. Something that emits an odor or nonverbal sound. Static visual effect, including up to 25 words of text. I'm going to offer them a visual effect coin of just like some orcish pornography. Because I imagine that's hard to come by out on the high seas.
Oh, and
why are we not just lighting it?
Or maybe it's easy to come by on the high seas.
Fwa starts convulsing a little bit, and he goes, hua, 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 hua. And he spits out the three magic stones that he made back on the shore, and he offers those as well.
Okay, roll for it.
Wait.
That is a dirty... Is it persuasion?
You know what? Let's go with survival.
Then it's a 17.
Okay, I rolled a 12. It worked.
All right.
Wait a minute. Is that with the Chon Chon or without the Chon Chon?
With it.
Is that to get? Wait, I thought in prison the tar was called Chon Chon?
No.
What's called Chon Chon in prison?
The cloaca.
The added bonus. No.
To make it conjugal.
Fwa looks at the orcs and goes, yeah, I'll try anything once, twice if I like it.
He's French.
It is a multi-purpose orifice, but I only have one.
Why are we not setting this barge on fire?
I don't know. So then here's what happens. Fwa, you're escorted to the essentially the bridge. You know, and from there, they push you in front of this very massive, like super well built, muscular orcish woman.
Oh yeah,
and she says,
"I am Commander Sufu."
And she just grabs you by the neck and drags you down to the lower living quarters down below decks there.
Death by snoo snoo.
And then we'll say 20 minutes later, you're back on the bar. You're back on the Kraken 2, and everyone's just looking at you, and you just have like this. Well, give us that walk of shame story, dude. Right?
I would like to think that there was probably 10 minutes of some pretty vigorous pounding, and then there was about 10 minutes of honking, and.
And 30 minutes of crying.
Fwa comes back above decks and puts on his leather duster that he has. Also, he has a leather duster.
You should have told us that earlier, man, but I'll take it. That's all.
He's an angsty French warlock. He's absolutely got a duster.
Yeah. Yes.
He comes back on deck and he straightens out his feathers and he goes, "The gentleman never tells."
Thanks, I hate it.
Ain't no one asking.
But I'll tell you anyway. So she was so nice. Yeah, no.
And scene.
Yep, please.
I think he's immediately going to do the Shadow Tar when he gets back onto the boat, though.
Oh, I mean,
you got to shoot it between your toes or else you can't get your unemployment.
Technically, I have flippers, so I do not know how many toes I have.
Listen. That's not for me to judge.
You take the Shadow Tar, and immediately you just conk out.
Damn.
You
see, guys, this is why drugs are bad. I tried it. Oh. Part of me died inside.
Yeah, okay, so you're passed out. You're unconscious, but you're sleeping real good right now. And yeah, tell us a happy moment in your life.
Foie growing up was your stereotypical Gusakokra. And when he went to school, I think that's when he found religion. And the first time that he was guided along the path of a glider, he landed in a town, and he was able to really come into some of his warlock powers. And it was the first time that he ever cast Eldritch Blast from his mouth, as all good goose warlocks do. And it's his happiest moment of absolutely just obliterating a bakery.
Awesome. So now roll me a 2d10s.
Ooh. 10 total.
10 total. Oh, wow. Okay. So you have been hit with indefinite madness.
Fuck yeah.
And with a 10 total, being drunk keeps me sane is okay. Your new mantra.
Woo! Boy, does Ton have you covered.
And okay, you have recovered all of your previous hit points.
Excellent.
And
now I can just lean into that French wine.
Yeah.
I cannot have the bread, but the wine is fine.
Wow, that's a pretty good indefinite madness. These are kind of fun. I'm looking in the DM's guide right now. These are pretty fascinating stuff. Okay, and I think on that note, we are going to close this session.
All righty.
Right on.
Cool.
Yeah. A little bit of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I want to make sure we get the... What was the name of that ship?
The name of the ship?
The Lollipop.
Yeah. This is the Good Shit Lollipop.
It's called the Goose Cooker.
Why did you not tell me before we found it?
It was written in Orcish. You can only speak it. You can't read it.
If you'd taken a gander, you could have read it.
How long have you been sitting on that one?
Whole time, like a golden egg, man.
You didn't want to read it. It's not good.
It's gonna sound like I'm walking into traffic. And that's
and then it's not gonna sound like anything.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely, man. This is awesome. We'll have to do it again.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah,
thank you for putting up with our absolute obscene bullshit.
Oh, yeah, no. Thank you so much. Yes. I'm pretty sure we didn't accomplish much of anything compared to anyone D&D. Else that's been on this show.
No. Yeah, y'all actually did quite a ton. Just to give you an idea, Chapter 4 in this adventure, it's a two-week trip upstream where you don't find any proper settlements and you just encounter all kinds of oddities. He's on there, so I'm actually supposed to be throwing a ton of crap on you. You just caught two of a plethora of different of six different encounters that you can do on here, and each one gets steadily worse as you go along. Obviously, with this adventure, which again we're just kind of streamlining through, there is quite a bit left on the table, and we just want to not really, you know, show off everything, so that way any listeners who wants to purchase this can obviously see it for themselves and be like, ooh, ooh, oh.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So that's again part of what we do here. So let me see. You did end up hitting Akik's floating hut, which is actually a night hag's hut.
Oh man.
I'm glad we left.
Yeah. Yeah, so she can summon quite a few different spells, and she can summon specters by releasing evil souls from the soul bags that are tied to her hut. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was definitely a lot of fun.
She was not doing us any favors.
No. So one thing that she can do, she can go into the ethereal plane and then put her hands on you while you sleep. And you lose hit points.
That's what that was about.
Yeah. I'm telling you, dude, this adventure is brutal, man.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Can we like say good, better quest like two more times or something like that?
At least, man.
Come listen to our show. If you like this show, you might like ours. It's a lot of bullshit like we just did tonight.
if your threshold for good stuff is lower than when you came in here, then you might enjoy our show.
Oh, something that we have tried to be conscious about that we haven't really advertised is we try and keep our episodes under 45 minutes, just for like easy listening. So it's not exactly a breakneck pace, but we try and make sure that like if you have a commute that you're going on, you can listen to a whole episode when you get in the car to when you get out, rather than like a quarter of an episode a day.
Yeah,
because nobody wants this foolishness for an hour and a half.
No one wants to listen to us make dick jokes for 2 hours.
You guys totally listen to Good Better Quest, though.
Yeah.
And you can find us at GBQPod on Twitter or Good Better Quest wherever you find your podcasts.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for having us, guys.
This was
thank you so much. No, yes.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for letting us, and thank you for letting us bring these characters. I've had this guy locked and loaded for months.
And I've just been wanting to play a halfling pally for forever and ever, so this is fun.
I just fucking hate geese.
All right, awesome. Fuck.
All right, guys, thank you so much, man. Y'all have a very good night, and we definitely have to have you back soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, dude.
Awesome, man. Just hit us up. Have a good night.
All right, good night.
Catch you later.
Bye, guys.
Until next time.